Next week, 275 Farmers Union members from across the country will undertake an activity that has transcended the generations. That event, known as Fly-In, provides an opportunity for family farmers and ranchers to have face-to-face meetings with White House officials and their respective congressional delegations and staff. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says the annual event has become a rite of passage for many rural Americans.
The NFU Fly-In allows family farmers and ranchers whose lives are impacted by many of the very policies being debated right now in the halls of Congress to make clear that their voices are heard. Farmers Union has been holding these fly-ins for generations, the only real change being the mode of transportation used by family farmers to come to Washington. One thing that hasn't changed over time, family farmers and ranchers have enormous credibility with the public and with members of Congress. They are by far the most effective folks to deliver messages about issues of importance in rural America to our elected officials.
Family farmers and ranchers come to Washington prepared to discuss the organization's top issues. This fall has proven to be a very important time for several of farmers' union issues, including the path forward for voluntary country of origin labeling, or COOL.
For those who care about food labeling, the only real path forward for COOL at this time is the voluntary COOL bill, which is sponsored by Senators Hoeven of North Dakota and Stabenow of Michigan. Making COOL voluntary will not only settle the current trade dispute it faces, but it will also allow consumers a way to know where their food is coming from, which decades of polling has shown is very important to consumers.
Members will also be discussing the renewable fuel standard and the need to ensure that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, sets the RFS targets to levels mandated by the law.
There's really no question that the renewable fuel standard has been a shot of adrenaline for rural America. It's boosted commodity prices, injected billions of dollars into the rural economy while creating new jobs in the biofuel sector. Additionally, the RFS has helped reduce foreign oil imports into the U.S. from some 600,000 barrels a day 10 years ago to almost zero today.
Fly-in participants will also speak with their elected officials about several major trade issues moving through Congress, including the Trans-Pacific Partnership, trade with Cuba, and share their concerns about livestock imports from countries that have a history of the highly contagious foot-and-mouth disease, or FMD.
NFU has long been concerned about the impact that trade agreements have on our sovereign rights as a nation. First and foremost, all future trade agreements, including TPP, should seek to achieve an overall balance of payments and eliminate our trade deficits and reduce our foreign debt. We've also long supported full restoration of trade with Cuba, and we're grateful to the Obama administration for working to overturn the failed Cuban trade embargo. Another issue that's causing a great deal of anxiety in rural America is the recent decision by the administration to allow beef imports from northern Argentina and more than half the states in Brazil, areas which have a history of foot-and-mouth disease. An outbreak in this country would be devastating to American livestock producers, and our members will be backing efforts to stop those imports. With Congress coming back into session and a lot of tight deadlines, the presidential election season kicking off, it's critical that our elected officials and candidates hear now from family farmers and ranchers in rural America to ensure their interests are well represented heading into 2016.
The National Farmers Union annual fly-in starts Tuesday in Washington, D.C. Michael Clements reporting.